Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Dasher with Professor Josiah Osgood. The new book, How Caesar and Cato's Deadly Rivalry Destroyed the Roman Republic, Uncommon Wrath. To Caesar, not only in Gaul, but also the invasion of Britain in 55 BCE, and then he returns the following year relentlessly, because this is the ends of the universe. This is the far ends of the empire. He's establishing his reputation as a leader, as a man who delivers new lands to the Roman Senate, the Roman people. He did that in Spain, farther Spain, further Spain. He conquered the edges of the Iberian Peninsula to demonstrate his prowess. He's relentless about Britain, but at the same time, he has trouble in Gaul. He's declared that Gaul is subdued, but it's not. So, Professor, in these critical years between 55 and 50, when the consulships are always up for debate and there's bribery and sometimes they don't have consuls, Caesar was not much in Rome. He's always in Gaul. But I take it that he wasn't in charge of the narrative at this point. The Britons really were troublesome, and the Gallic tribes really were a threat to him, especially the Vercingetorix. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the Romans and the Gauls had sort of had a strange relationship going back, and Caesar showed up, and of course nobody... right, would welcome an invader taking over their country, right? We always see this in history. So Caesar initially looked very successful. It's amazing. He claims after just 2 years, he'd pacified all of Gaul. But of course he hadn't. And what happened was, and this is part of why his commentaries are so interesting, is you can actually, even in his somewhat biased account, see that forces were organizing against him. And they started to rebel in central Gaul and northern Gaul, especially. And when he went off to Britain, purely for glory, really, this is like the moon landing, they could organize. And he came back after 2 campaigns in Britain, and that's really when the rebellion began. And it found its great champion in this guy Vercingetorix, who is a national hero for the nation of France in modern times. So he was a young, charismatic, physically imposing, and really a great strategic thinker, one to rival Caesar. So he advocated things like a scorched earth policy, just cut Caesar off from his supplies, hound him with the Gallic cavalry. That's where the Gauls were strongest. So Caesar faced danger there. And at the same time, of course, in Rome, Cato will exploit that and try to say Caesar's finished. He's not as strong as he looks. We can go after him. He's only been fighting this war to amass power for himself. So it's a very dramatic part of the story.
Meanwhile, back in Rome, there's violence in the forum. Clodius, remember Clodius, the man who thought it was a prank to dress up as a woman and violate the Bona Dea. Clodius is murdered by his rival Milo. And this leads to great upset, not rebellion so much as anarchy in the streets of Rome. And Cato at this point, if I follow correctly, Professor, acknowledges we need a strong hand here and puts Pompey in as sole consul and effectively makes Pompey like a junior dictator. Does Pompey call himself a dictator?
Yeah, so this is a key moment. And of course, Caesar would have loved to come back to Rome and exploit this opportunity, but he had to go deal with Vercingetorix. So Pompey is the man on the spot. And what happened, right, really surprising everyone, I'm sure, was the Senate came up with the idea that Pompey wouldn't be dictator, because that was the office that terrible General Sulla had held. and he had tainted it. So the idea was he would become sole consul, which of course is a contradiction in terms, because power is always supposed to be shared in the Roman Republic. And what really was surprising was Cato went along with it and actually supported it in the Senate. He couldn't bring himself to announce the plan personally, but clearly he was behind it. And so Pompey became sole consul and reestablished order in Rome and sort of proceeded to try to do a cleanup on these issues of bribery, corruption, that were systemic problems. So that was a great triumph for Cato, really, but it also showed him developing. He could compromise. At least he could compromise with Pompey. But of course, Caesar would feel threatened as a result.
Important detail here is that Crassus, in an attempt to win military plaudits, went off to the east with his son, was surrounded and murdered, killed in battle. So the triumvirate is already broken. Now Cato has won over Pompey to be the rescuer of Rome in this time of anarchy. And Caesar in Gaul is without a easy sponsor in Rome. He needs to get back there to be consul, to be powerful again. But, and those are the base, that is the foundation for what will be called the Civil War next. Professor Josiah Osgood, the book is Uncommon Wrath. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.